感谢主给我们有一次机会，大家可以聚集在主的面前。
We thank the Lord that He gives us a chance that we can gather before Him.
我们上一届侍奉聚会的时候
，Last time when we have our service meeting，
我们在神面前一同交通关乎圣徒合一的事。
And we fellowship before the Lord this matter of the oneness of the saints.
我们看见说圣徒的合一不但是从神来的。
We see that the unity, the oneness of the saints, not only it comes from God.
并且那个合一是完全根据神格里面的合一。
And we also see that that oneness is totally according to the oneness in the deity.
我们的主在他祷告的中间这样的说
：“Our Lord prayed such，
要我们合而为一，像他与父合而为一一样
，so that we can be one， and as He and the Father are one。
父与子的合一是一个在里面的合一
，the oneness between the Father and the Son is the oneness inside，
乃是在灵里头的合一
，it is in the spirit。”
那个合一是完全和谐和一致
，and that oneness is totally in harmony and totally in one。
他要我们也是这样，在他的里面能合而为一。
And he also asks us to be one in him。
合一不是外面的事
，oneness is not something outside。
乃是在里面灵里的合一。
It is inside. It is in the spirit。
在基督里面。我们合而为一。
It is in Christ that we are one.
我们今天要靠着圣灵，竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
And today we want to by the Holy Spirit to keep diligently the oneness in the Spirit.
只等到有一天我们达到在真道上或者认识他儿子上面。能合而为一。
Until one day we arrive at that oneness in the faith and oneness in the knowledge of His Son.
叫我们的主能心满意足。
So that our Lord can be satisfied.
我们这一次的聚会是根据上一届的聚会。
And this time we gather, it is according to our gathering last time.
上一次我们提到圣徒的合一。
Last time we mentioned the oneness in the saints.
这一次我们要交通到弟兄相爱。
This time we want to share brotherly love.
弟兄相爱不是一件偶然的事。
Brotherly love is not something by chance.
也不是一件人所能做的事。
It is not something that man can do.
弟兄相爱有它的来源。
Brotherly love has its source.
神是我们的来源。
God is our source.
所以这一次我们预备，主若愿意的话，在这四次早晨聚会的里面。
So this time, Lord's willing, in the four times in the morning that we have.
今天早晨我们要讲到神是爱。
This morning we want to talk about that God is love.
明天我们要讲到爱。是第一个命令。
Tomorrow, love is the first commandment.
然后我们要讲到爱神。
Then, love God.
最后我们才能讲到弟兄相爱。
Then finally, we can talk about love among brothers.
所以请我们大家先看一段的圣经。
So let's turn to one scripture.
约翰一书。
First John.
第四章。
Chapter 4,
从第七节念到二十一节。
So verse 7 through verse 21.
为着节省时间，我只念中文。
And for sake of time, our brother will only read Chinese.
读英文的，请你就跟着了。
And those who read English, please just follow on.
约翰一书四章。
First John chapter 4 verse 7.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。 凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，是我们借着他的生，神爱我们的心在此就显明了。不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且所见证的。凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。神爱我们的心我们也知道也信，神就是爱。住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里合作刑法，惧怕的人在爱里为的完全。我们爱因为神先爱我们，人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we really thank you and praise you.
因为你的话是何等的清楚。
Because your word is so clear.
你的话是带着能力的。
Your word is with power.
主，你既然这样说，
Lord, that now that you have said that,
你必定自己要来成就。
And you shall accomplish that yourself.
我们只仰望你除去我们里面一切的拦阻。
We look to you, Lord, to take away any veil in us.
好叫你的话在我们里面成为生命，成为灵。
So that your word can be in us life and spirit.
叫你的旨意能得以完成。
That your purpose can be accomplished.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
把一切的荣耀都归给你。
All glory to you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
神是宇宙中最大的奥秘。
God is the greatest mystery in the universe.
从来没有人看见过神。
No one has ever seen God.
神也是远超过我们人所能想象。
God is far beyond our comprehension.
除非神启示他自己。
Unless God reveals himself.
没有人能真正地认识他。
No one can truly know him.
我们感谢神，因为我们的神虽然是最大的奥秘。
We thank God because our God, although he is the greatest mystery,
是超过我们人所能接受的。
Beyond what we can accept.
但是他却乐意把他自己向我们启示出来。
But he is pleased to reveal himself to us.
有的时候神在那里启示他的旨意。
Sometimes God is revealing his purpose.
叫我们知道他的旨意是什么。
So that we know his purpose.
有的时候神在那里启示他的道路。
Sometimes God reveals his ways.
叫我们知道 他是怎样的做事。
So that we know how he works.
我们感谢神，也有的时候他启示他的自己。
And we thank God, also sometimes God reveals himself.
叫我们能真正的认识他。
So that we can truly know him.
不错。当神创造人的时候，
Indeed, when God created man,
神已经把一个有神的观念放在人的里面。
And God has given in man this concept of God.
所以所有的人对于神都有一点的观念。
So all men have some concept about God.
在罗马书第一章十九节、二十节告诉我们说，
In Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20,
神的事情人所能知道的明明的都显在人的心里。
And God has very carefully, God's things have appeared in the heart of man, those that are very clear that man can understand.
虽然从来没有人看见过神，
although nobody has ever seen God,
但是借着他所创造的万有，
but through the creation,
叫我们能认识他的神能和他的大能和神性。
So that we can see his power and his deity.
所以我们今天我们人对于神他的这个大能啊，乃是我们知道的。
So men today understand the power of God.
我们也对于他的神性，就是他与人是完全不同的，他是独得的那个性格，我们也有一点领会。
Also, we have some understanding of the uniqueness of God, which is different from man.
但是虽然如此，
although this is so,
我们对于神自己究竟他是怎样一位神，我们实在是模糊不清。
But we are really not clear about what kind of God is this God.
可以说我们风闻有他，但是我们没有看见他。
We can say that we heard of him, but we have not seen him.
所以在人的观念里头，对于这位神有许多错误的观念。
So in the concept of man, there are many mistakes having to do with the understanding of God.
在一般人的观念里头，都认为说这位神乃是一位凶猛、刻薄的一位神。
In the concept of ordinary men, they think that this God is a very fierce and very a punishing God.
因为这是因为我们人有罪的缘故。
And this is because we have sinned.
所以人就想尽方法要来贿赂他，要来 appease 他。
Therefore, men try very hard to bribe to appease God.
也有的人在他的观念里头觉得这位神啊，乃是不管事的神。
Some have in their thoughts that this God does not care.
他把天地万物创造了之后，就流量创造万物，自由去发展去。
And after God created the universe, He just let the universe flow by itself.
他是一位像个好好先生一样。
As if he is a laissez-faire type person who doesn't care.
Yeah, 他完全不关心不关事的。
And he does not care. He does not mind.
所以我们看见说人对于神究竟他是怎样的一位神实在不认识。
So here we see that men really do not understand God.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在他的话语里面我们看见他不断地要把他自己启示出来。
We thank him that in his word he constantly tried to reveal himself.
他要我们认识他。
He loves for us to know him.
这是因为他爱的缘故。
This is because of he loves us.
比方说《创世纪》，我们一打开来，第一章第一节就说起初神。
For example, the Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, when we open it, it says, in the beginning, God.
神这个名字 Elohim, 那就是指着他是那个最高的，这 Supreme。
This word God, Elohim, means that he is the supreme.
到了第二章第四节里面，他又说耶和华神。
And coming to the second chapter, verse 4, it says Jehovah Elohim.
这是表明他是 永远存在的这一位至高至大的神。
And that represents that he is ever existing, the greatest, the supreme God.
到了创世纪十七章第一节，他对亚伯拉罕说：“我是全能的神。”
And in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, God told Abraham, I am the Almighty God.
这一个在原文里头乃是我是全卓全有全奉的神 All sufficient God.
And in the original language, this means all sufficient God.
他在出埃及记第三章对摩西说我是。
In the Exodus chapter 3, God told Moses, I am.
摩西问神说如果我到了埃及你的百姓的中间他们问我这位神叫什么名字那么我怎么说
And Moses asked God, says, when I go to Egypt, when I see your people, when they ask me, what is the name of this God, what should I say?
神说 I am that I am, 我就是。
And God says, I am that I am.
他是一切。
He is all.
到了出埃及记第三十四章里面，我们看见摩西，他向神要求要看见神的荣耀。
In chapter 34 of Exodus, Moses asked God to see His glory.
神说：“没有人能看见我的面而活的。”
And God says, "Nobody has seen me and lived."
但是当我经过你的时候，你要看见我的背。
But when I pass you, you shall see my back.
那么。神把摩西藏在一个山窝的里面，山洞的里面。
So God hid Moses in the cleft of a rock.
神的荣耀就经过他。
And God's glory passes him.
神就在那里宣告他的自己。
And God declared himself.
耶和华神是满有慈爱，满有恩典。
He said, Jehovah, Jehovah God, merciful and gracious.
不轻易发怒。
Slow to anger,
满有恩惠和诚实
full of grace and truth.
我们看见神一继续不断地在那里要把他自己向人启示出来
We see that God constantly wants to reveal himself to man.
要人认识他
So that man can know him.
到了这个利未记的时候
So when we come to Leviticus,
我们如果读利未记的话，我们看见神在那里启示说他是圣洁的神。
So if we read Leviticus, we see that God revealed Himself to us as the Holy God.
神说我是圣洁的，所以你们也要圣洁。
God says, "You be holy because I am holy."
我是不平凡的，所以你们也不能平凡。
I am uncommon, therefore you cannot be common.
到了民数记里面我们看见我们的神是奇谢公义的神
In the book of Numbers we see that our God is a jealous God
到了生命记的时候我们看见他是守约的神
And in the Deuteronomy we see that our God is the God that keeps his covenant
在约书亚书里头给我们看见神是耶和华军队的元帅
And in the book of Joshua, we see that God is the captain of the host of the Lord.
在十四节里头，我们的神给我们看见他是以色列的王。
And in the chapter in verse 14, we see God shows us that He is the King of Israel.
到了历史书上，我们看见，因为他们没有尊重神做他们的王，所以结果就灭亡。
In the history books. God shows the people that because the Israelites have not honored the Lord as king, therefore they perish.
先知书一再给我们看见神是父。
In the prophets, we were shown again and again that God is the Father.
这神是以色列的父。
And God is the Father of Israel.
他是以色列的。丈夫
And he is the husband of Israel.
他也是他们的救主和救赎的主。
And he is their savior and redeemer.
所以我们看见在那个旧约的里面神不断地在那里把他自己启示出来。
We see that in the Old Testament time, God continually expressed, revealed himself. He wants his people to know him. When we come to the New Testament, we praise God. Because he sent his son to the earth.
神的儿子来到这个世上，不但把父表明，宣告出来。
When the Son of God came to the earth, he not only declared the Father.
并且他到地上来，也能叫我们看见父是怎样的一位神。
But he also came to the earth to show us what Father is this God.
在约翰一章十四节说，道成了肉身，住在人的中间。匆匆忙忙有恩典和真理。
And in John chapter 1, it says that the Word becoming man dwell among men full of grace and truth.
我们知道神是光。
We know that God is light.
光发出来就是真理。
When the light shines out, it is the truth.
我们知道神是爱。
We know that God is love.
爱显现出来那就是恩典。
When the love expressed, that is grace.
所以我们的主在地上的时候，他就把神他自己本性所有的向着我们启示出来。
So when our Lord was on earth, he reveals and expresses what is in God himself.
在神启示他自己的里面。
In the revelation of God himself,
最大的启示,
the greatest revelation,
就是神说他是爱,
is that God says he is love.
所以这一次我们, 今天早晨我们就愿意来交通一点神是爱。
So this morning we want to share that God is love.
世界上的人对于神是爱，那是完全没有这种的观念。
The man of the world has no concept that God is love.
他们能相信神是大能的。
They can believe that God is powerful.
他们也能相信神是公义的，是圣洁的。
They can also believe that God is righteous and holy.
但是他根本不能相信说神就是爱。
But they cannot believe that God is love.
所以我们看见在世界各宗教的里面。
So we see that in the religions of the world,
他们对于神的观念都是一种惧怕的观念。
The concept of God is that of a fear.
好像神是在那里呀、要刑罚他们。
As God is there to punish them.
所以他们就用各种各样的方法要来贿赂这位神，叫他的奴气能得以性命。
So they want to use a variety of means to bribe God to appease his anger.
就是我们在念旧约的时候。
Just when we were reading the Old Testament.
恐怕我们读旧约的时候，我们也会有这个错误的观念。
So when we read the Old Testament, maybe we also have this incorrect concept.
我们也许因为认为说，在旧约里的神啊，乃是一位严厉、凶猛的神。
Maybe we think that the God in the Old Testament time is a severe and very fierce God.
到了新约的时候啊，我们就看见神是一位爱的神。
And then when coming to the New Testament, we see that God indeed is the God of love.
因为我们看见就是在以色列百姓的中间。
Because we see that among the Israelites.
他们要到神面前来亲近神。
When they come near God.
那是种种的障碍。
And there were hurdles after hurdles.
他们要怎样的献祭。
And they had to give to offer such a worship.
他们要怎样借着祭司来到神的面前。
They have to come to God through priests.
大祭司一年一次要带着血带着香能进到幔子的后面。
And only once in a year, the high priest can bring And he has to bring blood and the incense
好像,
behind the veil.
好像这位的神啊，乃是那么威严可怕。
As this, if this God is so fearful.
所以就是在旧约的里面，恐怕人也会有一点错误的观念。
So even when men read the Old Testament, we may have that wrong concept.
但是神在旧约里和在新约里是同样的一位神。
But God is one in Old Testament and in New Testament.
他是昨日今日一直到永远是不改变的。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
实在说来，我们就在旧约里面，我们看见。
Indeed, that in the Old Testament we can see.
神创造。是为着爱的缘故。
God created because He loves.
他爱他的儿子。
He loves His Son.
他要创造万有，叫他的儿子来承受。
He creates all things for His Son to inherit.
神造人也是为着爱的缘故。
God created man because of love.
他要把人赐给他的儿子，做他儿子永远的盘律。
He wants to give man to his own son to be his forever companion.
就是人犯了罪，我们看见神还是因着爱为人预备要救法。
And even when man sinned, and out of love, God created salvation for man.
神与人立约。
And God have covenant with man.
神把律法赐给以色列人。
God gave the law to Israel.
为什么神把律法赐给人呢？
Why God give law to man?
因为他要人能像他一样。
Because he wants man to be like him.
你就是到了马勒基书的时候。
Even coming to the book of Malachi.
你看见说神与人的争执的点就在这爱的上面。
We see that the matter of argument between God and man is on this matter of love.
神说我爱你。
God says, I love you.
但是以色列人说你在什么地方爱过我们。
But Israel said, where do you live? Do you love me?
所以在整个的旧约里面，我们的神还是一位爱的神。
So we can see that in the Old Testament, our God is a God of love.
那当然到了新约的时候，那是完全没有问题了。
Of course, when we come to the New Testament, it is absolutely clear.
因为在约翰一书第四章告诉我们说。
Because in 1 John chapter 4, we are told.
第九节。
Verse 9.
神差他独生子到世间来，是我们借着他的身，神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
Herein, as to us, has been manifested the love of God, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，我们有一件事要清楚。
So I hope brothers and sisters, there's one thing we have to be clear.
旧约的神和新约的神是一位。
The God in the Old Testament and the God in the New Testament is the one God.
他就是爱。
He is love.
在新约的里面。
In the New Testament.
爱这一个字
the word love,
在希腊文里头用了两个不同的字眼
There are two different Greek words for this word love
我想许多弟兄姊妹都知道
I believe many brothers and sisters know this
一个字叫 agape
One word is agape
Agape 这个爱乃是一个绝对的爱
The agape love is an absolute love
就是一位完全的神。
It is this perfect God.
他向着那些不配的人显出他那一个完全恒久的爱。
He shows this perfect and everlasting love to those who are not worthy.
好叫那些蒙爱的人。
So that those who are loved.
也能向着他发出一种敬虔的爱
can also have a reverence, a godly love back to him.
并且对着那些一同蒙爱的人显出一些 实际的爱。
And also have this practical love expressed to those others who receive the same love.
并且向着那些世界上的人，要帮助他们来认识这位爱的神。
Also to those in the world, to help them to come to know this God of love.
所以这个 agape 的爱乃是神的爱。
So this agape love is the love of God.
那么新约里头还用另外一个字 philia.
And in the New Testament, there's another word philia.
这个字的意思就是说友情的意思。
And this word philia means the tender affection.
啊，这一个圣经里头也用到。
And the Bible used this word also.
但是有一件事非常的稀奇。
But there's one thing very interesting.
你看见在圣经里面，神从来没有吩咐人用 philia 来爱他。
We see that in the Bible, God has never told men to love God with this filial love.
他吩咐人爱他都是用 agape 的爱。
And God told men to love God through this agape love.
他怎样 agape?爱我们
How he agape love us.
他要我们也照样的 agape 爱他。
He asked us to, in the same way, agape love him.
他从来没有命令人对他只有一点的友情就可以了。
He never asked men to have just a little bit of filial or tender affection love to him.
因为他爱我们的爱是绝对的。
Because his love to us is absolute.
所以他要求我们爱他，也必须用他的爱来爱他。
So therefore he asks us to love him with the same love that he shows us.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，约翰二十一章的故事。
I think all brothers and sisters know the story given in John chapter 21st.
主复活之后，有一天，当几个门徒在提比利亚海抓鱼的时候
，And after our Lord was resurrected, one day when some disciples were fishing at the Sea of Tiberias,
主向我们显现
，And God
他们显现
appeared to the disciples.
然后你记得，他们几个门徒和主一同用早饭的时候。
And our Lord appeared to them, and in the morning, when these disciples were having breakfast with our Lord,
主就问彼得说,
the Lord asked Peter,
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
主用的字乃是 agape.
The word that the Lord used was agape.
你是不是绝对的爱我胜过爱这些?
Do you love me in an absolute way more than these things.
这些是什么呢?
What are these things?
这些就是他的同伴。
These are his companions.
这些就是那个烤鱼的火。
And these are the fire that cooked the fish.
这些就是那个鱼那个饼。
Those are the fish and the bread.
你爱我比爱这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
但是彼得他因为学了功课
But since Peter has learned the lesson,
所以他不敢说他绝对的爱主
He dare not say that he absolutely loved the Lord.
他回答主就说主啊你知道我 filio 你
So he answered, Lord, you know, I filio love you.
我只能对你说我向你有感情
I can only tell you that I have affection toward you.
然后就第二次再问他说你爱我吗
The second time the Lord asked, do you love me?
主还是用 agape.
The Lord still used agape.
彼得他深深认识他自己。
And Peter knew deeply himself.
他只能说主啊我对你是有感情的。
He could only say that Lord, I do have affection toward you.
到了第三次主就用彼得所用的字。
So the third time, the Lord used the word that Peter used.
你对我有有感有情吗?
That do you have affection toward me?
彼得心里非常伤痛。
And Peter was in sorrow.
他说主你知道。
He said, Lord, you know.
但是他不敢说他最毒的绝对的爱。
But he did not dare to say that he have this absolute love toward God, toward the Lord.
虽然这样。
Although this is so.
就说你喂养牧养我的羊。
And the Lord said, feed my sheep.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们有没有这个 agape love?
Do we have this agape love?
我们有没有这个绝对的爱
Do we have this absolute love?
我想彼得学了这个功课。
I think Peter learned this lesson.
但是很多的时候，我们还没有学习这个。
But oftentimes we have not learned this lesson.
实在说来，我们没有这个。
In fact, we do not have this love.
当神创造我们的时候
，When God created us.
他是照着他自己的形象造我的。
He made us according to his own image.
在他形象的里面
，In his own image，
最主要的当然是爱。
The most important thing is love.
但是他造我们的时候。他给我们的里面有一个爱的本能。
When he created us, he gave us insight and understanding instinct to love.
在我们里面，他是给我们一种的爱。
In us, he gave us a love.
这一种的爱是叫我们能接受神的爱。
And that love allows us to receive the love from God.
这一种的爱并不就是神的爱。
And that love is not the love of God.
不过是神的爱的一个 shadow, 一个身影。
But it is a shadow of the love of God.
神的爱在他创造人的时候并没有创造在人的里面。
God's love, when he created man, he did not create that love in man.
因为这个爱不是创造的。
Because God's love is not created.
神可以造许多的东西。
And God indeed created many things.
他能事无变有。
He can make things out of nothing.
但是爱这个东西，神的爱就是神自己。
But love is God himself.
这个东西不能创造。
This love cannot be created.
这个东西是只能生产。
And this can only be born.
我们知道，有两个不同的字。
We know that there are two different words.
一个字是 attribute， 那就是那个属性，那个特性。
One is attributes. I'm sorry. Attributes. It's something. It's characteristic.
就是属于他的。
And which is attributes only belong to him.
所以比方说神的大能这是一个 attribute
therefore when we talk about the power of God then that is an attribute
神的无所不知是一个 attribute
and his omniscience he knows everything that is an attribute
但是还有一个字叫做 essence 那是它的本质它的元素
but there's another word which is called essence which is the inner substance of him
这就是他自己
And this is he himself.
所以你就看见说，有的是神的 attributes， 有的神的 essence。
So you see, some things are the attributes of God, but some others are the essence of God.
神的 essence 里面最主要的就是爱。
The most important essence in God is love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
这就是神的自己。
And this is God himself.
你不能把这个与神分开。
You cannot separate this from God.
这个东西也不能造。
And this cannot be created.
这个东西是只能begotten， 只能生出来的。
And this can only be begotten.
这个爱乃是在神格里面一个这个主体。
And this is the main thing in the Godhead, in the deity.
在勇士的里面，父与子与灵在那里彼此相爱。
In the eternity, God and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they are in love.
这个爱不是一个不作用的爱。
And this love is not an ineffectual thing.
不是一个 latent 的这个见父的爱。
And this is not something latent, hidden, latent, dormant.
也不是一种的爱是需要外面的东西把它吸出来。
This is not something that has to be attracted from outside.
这个爱完全是里面的。
And this is something from within.
就是他的生命。
This is his life.
就是他的自己。
This is himself.
父爱他的儿子。
The father loves his son.
是绝对的。
That is absolute.
子爱他的父亲也是绝对的。
The son loves his father. That is absolute.
这个爱在神格里面是永不止息的。
And this love does not fail, never fails in the deity.
他一直在那里交通，一直在那里动作的。
It was constantly in motion and constantly in fellowship.
这一个都是在灵里面，在那里进行。
And this progresses in the spirit.
感谢神。
Thank God.
到了有一天。
One day.
神把他的儿子带到这个世界上。
And God sent his son to the earth.
借着他的儿子，把这个爱生在我们的里面。
Through his son, he beget this love in us.
所以圣经告诉我们说，
Therefore the Bible tells us,
爱是从神来的。
Love comes from God.
凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。
Those who have love were begotten of God and they know God.
爱是从神来的。
Love is from God.
神是爱的源头。
God is the source of love.
除了神之外，没有这个爱。
Outside of God, there's no love of this kind.
凡有爱的，都是由神而生的。
Those who have love are born of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里我们要看得很清楚。
So dear friends, brothers and sisters, here we have to see very clearly.
这个爱是从神生的。
This love is born of God.
如果你没有重生的话，你里面就没有这个爱。
If you are not born again, then in you, you do not have this love.
不错，在你里面有一个爱。
Indeed, in you there is a love.
是从创造而来的。
And that love came from creation.
好像父母爱儿女，儿女爱父母。
As the father and parents love their children, and children love their parents.
好像我们能说对神有一种友情。
And we can say that we have some affection toward God.
但是，那个绝对的爱是我们里面天然绝对没有。
But in us, in our natural man, there's no such absolute love.
乃是等到有一天。
And one day.
当我们悔改信主的时候，
When we repent, we turn and we believe in the Lord.
圣灵就把神的爱 就浇灌在我们的心里头。
And the Holy Spirit poured down the love of God in our hearts.
这个爱就进到我们里面来。
And that love enters into us.
所以实在说来，我们信主啊，信神就是相信他的爱。
And so, in fact, when we say we believe God, then we know Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
真正的认识神
The true knowledge of God
是认识爱
is to love, is to know love.
我们可以对于神有许许多多的观念
We may have various concepts of God.
我们可以有许多的知识
And we can have many knowledges.
甚至于我们也有一些的经历
And we even can have some experience.
我们认识他的大能
And we experience his power.
我们认识一点他的作为
And we know his deeds.
我们也知道一点关乎他做事的原则
And we even understand some principles of
我们以为说这样就是认识神
And then we say in us,This I know God.
但是严格地说来
But strictly speaking,
真正的认识神
The true knowledge of God
那是认识爱
is to know love.
当你认识爱的时候
When you know love,
你就认识了神
You know God.
只有这样的认识才是真正的认识
Only such knowledge is the true knowledge.
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们实在感觉我们对于神的认识是何等的肤浅。
So we truly feel that our knowledge of God is so shallow.
我们对于神的认识许多都是皮毛而已。
And then much of our knowledge of God is only superficial.
究竟我们对于神这个绝对的爱，我们认识多少
？After all, how much do we know this absolute love of God?
在爱里头来认识神
To know God in love
这一个才是真正的认识神
Is the true knowing of God
圣经告诉我们说不是我们爱神
The Bible tells us it's not us who love God
是神爱我们
But he loves us
为什么原因呢
Why?
因为根本我们里面没有爱神的这个爱
Because in usThere is no love that with which we can love God.
罗马书第五章告诉我们说，当我们还做仇敌时候。
Romans chapter 5 tells us when we are yet enemies.
当我们还做罪人的时候。
When we are sinners.
当我们还是在罪恶过犯中的时候。
When we were dead in sin and transgression.
神爱我们，差他的儿子来。做了我们的挽回祭。
And God loved us. He sent His Son to be our propitiation.
所以我们看见说，不是我们爱神。
Therefore, we see that it is not that we love God.
乃是神爱我们。
But God loves us.
因着他爱了我们的缘故。
Because He loved us.
所以感谢神。
So we thank Him.
现在在我们里面有一个爱。
Now there is in us a love.
这个爱。就是神的自己。
And that love is God Himself.
这样我们就能开始来爱神。
Then we can start to love God.
同时我们也能开始来爱我们的弟兄。
Then we can start to love our brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
今天早晨在我里面就是有一个简单的
And this morning in me, there is this simple burden.
就是盼望弟兄姊妹看见，爱弟兄，爱神，不是我们原来所有的。
So that brothers and sisters, we see that to love God, to love brothers, is not something that we have in ourselves.
如果我们出于我们自己来爱神
If we love God out of ourselves
出于我们自己来爱弟兄姊妹
And we love our brothers and sisters out of ourselves
这个不是神所要求的
And this is not what God wants.
我们反而看见，因着这个缘故，就发生许许多多的事情。
On the contrary, because of this, many undesirable things happen.
我们第一需要在神面前谦卑下来。
First of all, we need to humble ourselves before God.
承认说，我们里面没有爱。
Confessing that in us there's no love.
我们要拒绝我们天然的爱。
And we have to refuse this natural love in us.
把这个天然的爱放在十字架的底下。
So we put our natural love under the cross.
好叫我们让神生在我们里面的爱能起来爱神，起来爱弟兄姊妹。
So that we can let that love which God has begotten in us, we can use that love to love God and love brothers and sisters.
这一个才是纯洁的爱。
And this is a pure love.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
他既然爱了我们。
Now that He has loved us.
把这个爱生在我们里面。
He has caused that love to be born in us.
现在我们有一个责任。
Now we have a responsibility.
我们要常常住在这个爱里面。
We have to abide in this love.
我们要让这个爱作为我们的家。
And we have to make this love our home.
我们要这个住在爱里面。
We have to abide in this love.
住在爱里面就是住在神里面。
To abide in love is to abide in God.
我们怎么知道我们每天的生活是常住在神里面呢？
How do we know that our daily life is living or abiding in God?
如果我们常住在他爱的里面。
If we abide in His love.
如果把爱作为我们的家。
If we take love to be our home.
这样的话，他在地上如何，我们在世界上也如何。
Therefore, how He was when He was on earth,That is what we shall be when we are on this earth.
我们就不再惧怕审判。
Then we do not fear judgment.
因为爱里没有惧怕。
Because in love, there's no fear.
我们与我们的主就完全的合一。
Then we are completely one with our Lord.
因为在爱里面我们合一了。
Because we become one in love.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹特别注意这一件事情。
So we hope, I hope the brothers and sisters particularly pay attention to this.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down to heaven prayer.
我们的神，我们敬拜你。
Our God, we worship you.
因为你竟然把你独生的儿子赐给我们。
Because you gave us your only begotten Son.
你不但生了我们
，Not only you have born us，
并且你把你自己的性格，主要的性格放在我们里面。
But you have also given the essence of your character in us。
主，我们正是恳求你。
God, Lord, we really ask you，
叫我们常住在爱里面。
That we can abide in love。
叫我们不离弃这个爱。
That we do not leave this love.
能在我们一生的日子用这个爱来爱你，来爱弟兄。
That in the days of our life, that we can love you and love our brothers with this love.
叫你的名得着荣耀。
So that your name can be glorified.
奉主耶稣。
In the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.